Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. We are discussing from this kitab, which is entitled Mu'amalat. Mu'amalat refers to the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam. There are different branches, five branches in our deen. And all these five branches of deen, we have to learn them. We have to aspire to perfect them before we reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These five branches of deen are Imaniyat, Akhlaqiyat, Ibadat, Mu'amalat and Mu'asharat. Imaniyat, belief in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our entire belief system. As Muslims, as believers, what we should be believing in. Believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in the Malaika, in the Anbiya, the messengers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is our belief system. We believe in taqdeer, faith, destination, destiny. We believe in the day of Qiyamah, all good, all bad, all from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is Iman. So we believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, all decisions happen from Majari al-Qadha. Majari al-Qadha refers to the court of Allah. All decisions happen from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala based upon our A'mal. Once Iman is corrected, then together with Iman we have Ibadat. Our Ibadat, worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, should be corrected also. We worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the way shown to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in our worship also, in our Ibadat, in our Salah, here also Iman comes in there. Or quality of Iman, we have to believe in all these aspects of Deen, then the sifat of Iman have to come, the qualities of Iman, the amal of Iman, actions of Iman. So ibadat will come in. Ibadat has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I can do ibadat, but in my own way, in my own style, not acceptable. It has to be done in the style of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So to believe in Allah, to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, akhlaqiyat, then Iman has to come into our akhlaq also, and how we interact with people. So Iman has to come there. Iman basically means over here to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I deal with my wife, with children, with parents, employer, employee, people around me, non-believers, believers, ghair maharim, those with whom I should be having barda. So there Iman has to come also, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the command of Allah right now, and in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Iman. So Iman is such a thing, cannot leave me for a moment also. Has to come into my ibadat, into my akhlaq and character, then mu'amalat and mu'asharat, my social interaction with people, and my business dealings. So Iman has to come into all these aspects of my life. This is a believer. He believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Then he has no doubt whatsoever. Doesn't borrow anything from any other system of life. So he relies upon Allah, trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this comes over into his a'mal, his actions, into his akhlaq and his character, is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his business dealings also, is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's conscious of Allah. So Iman is there, then the qualities of Iman. The qualities of Iman, how I should be dealing right now. Dealing with people with the quality of Iman. Also dealing and doing tijarat and business is also an ibadat. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then akhlaq has to kick in there also. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How I speak to people, how I interact with them. Social interaction, family, extended family, in-laws. Here also Iman, qualities of Iman, and in my business dealings, they also am conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm busy in my business, as we hear from our seniors, that the hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I'm doing this because I have to do this. And a very, very important point we are taught also, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, says to us, I have created you, insan and jinn, only for the worship of Allah and nothing else. Allah says, I only created you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for nothing else whatsoever. So Allah ta'ala made us only for his ibadat. By myself, when I think of ibadat, I think of salah only. Then hajj will come. The month of Ramadan will come, also ibadat of Allah. The day of Jumu'ah will come, a little bit extra ibadat. Ibadat is released to our entire existence. Allah says, I created you only to worship Allah, only for the recognition of Allah. So the question is, Ya Allah, you made me only for your ibadat, but as a human being, I have to do business, I have to get married, I have to go bathroom, toilet, eating, drinking, sleeping. So we learn in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala made me only for ibadat. Allah has shown us a way how to make our bathroom, toilet, eating, drinking, sleeping, how to make all of this also ibadat. Things that I have to do also will be regarded as the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That going to the bathroom also, I'm conscious of Allah. Before I enter, what are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Before I enter the du'as, head is covered with the left leg, it became ibadat. How I left, how I relieved myself, before I ate, during eating, after eating, right hand, three fingers, du'as. Eating became ibadat also. Before sleeping, sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, make wudu, use miswak, read du'as before sleeping, sleep on the right hand side, the right hand under the right cheek, left hand on a person's, on his thigh, facing the qibla as far as possible. I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that became ibadat also. So my entire life became ibadat. Now how for this to become ibadat is when a person's iman will increase. Person's iman will increase, then the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala will come into a person's life. And then this is spill over into every aspect of his life. There's no getting away or divorcing that right now, I'm a businessman, I'm a professional, I'm a father, I'm a believer, then a father. I'm a mu'min, then a businessman. I'm a Muslim businessman. I'm a Muslim professional. This shows to myself and everyone, first comes my Allah. And because Allah comes first, now businessman becomes an abid and worshipper. The teacher becomes a worshipper. The professional becomes a worshipper first. So his entire life becomes ibadat. So although he's busy with dunya, with his hands, but the heart is busy with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So this makes his entire life an ibadat. So what we're discussing for some time right now is how for this to come into my business dealings. That iman comes there into my business dealings. I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that just I want to make dunya, to make more, and then to make more. I'm making dunya to make my akhirat. So when I meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever I made also turns into currency of akhirat. That I made it for akhirat also. We'll just read a short passage from this kitab to conclude the section. The section we were discussing for some time right now was in regards to business dealings, incorrect practices during business dealings. And the point that we were discussing was cheating in weight and measure, which was the evil quality of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, where they believed by cheating in weighing and measure, they will make more. When they buy, when they purchase, they want full measure. And when they sell, then they will cheat, thinking, now I will save more, I will become more rich, become more affluent, more successful. This also is a deception. That where we hear this, that work hard, earn well, buy more things, be more comfortable, be more successful. This is not the mindset of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As ulama say, that one is asbab-e rahat and one is rahat. One thing is a means of comfort, and comfort is something else. Person can have all the means of comfort, but is not comfortable. And we find it so common right now, whether it be the wife, whether it be the children, we have the most comfortable car right now, but nobody is comfortable in the car. Nobody is speaking. Everyone is gloomy, something happened. We have all the avenues of comfort, but nobody is comfortable. The worker is walking home, I paid him today, he's got a broad smile. I'm sitting in the car with the aircon on, phone on my ear, and I can't even smile, worries I have. But he's got a big smile on his face, he's going home, and he's got just food for the night only. Give him 100 rand for the day and he's ecstatic. Somebody give me 10,000 rand for the day and not so happy. Can't do much with it really. No contentment. Contentment has to do with a heart that is full with iman and the marifat and the quality of recognizing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But this was the quality of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, where they would cheat, thinking by cheating they'd be more successful, they'd be more affluent, they'd buy more things, they'd be more comfortable, they'd be very successful. If this is the criteria, my dear brothers, of being successful, then what do we believe about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He didn't have these things, but the most successful. Because of him, rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have this beautiful deen. To conclude this chapter, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, I once went to visit one of my neighbors who was in the last moments of his life. He said to me, I see two mountains of fire. I see two mountains of fire. He was a Sakrat. Noticing his anguish, I asked, what is that that you are saying? He replied, I had two measuring cups. I used the one for measuring when buying for myself and the other when I measured for selling to others. The first cup, the first one was bigger than the one I used for measuring for others. Malik says, rahmatullah alayhi, I took the two cups and started beating them one against the other. So the cup that he used when he used to purchase to measure was a bigger cup. Possibly it had there 1 kilo. But the cup itself was 1.1 kilo. So when he was measuring the old days, grains, the flour, etc., he would measure the scoop, showing there 1 kilo. But in reality, it was 1.1. So he was cheating the person. When he would sell, somebody was 1 kilo, so label 1 kilo was 900 grams. In that, he thought now he'll make more. Now at the time of Sakarat, as you lived your life, this is how you will die. And this is how you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. So now he's living this world as a cheat also. I cheated the people, so I'm living with that quality. But if I brought iman, if I brought iman into my business dealings, then I will pass you the quality of iman also. As Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahimullah would say, that person who has the quality of iman and calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, is conscious of Allah and he calls towards Allah. By calling towards Allah, iman will increase. Iman will increase, will go into a person's business dealings. Person who has this in his life, then Hazrat Ji will say at the time of maut, the time of sakarat, then for that person who had Allah in his life, and he would speak about Allah, invite towards Allah, when he is in sakarat, the last moments of life, there will be no need to prompt him to say, La ilaha illallah. Rather, he'll be the one inviting others around him. You all say, La ilaha illallah. My life came out like this. My life came out thinking of Allah, making the dhikr of Allah, calling towards Allah. Every step of my life was Allah. Now I'm leaving also behind with you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, I took the two cups and started beating one against the other. At this the man exclaimed, stop. By beating the one against the other, you are causing my punishment to become even more severe. In that condition, the man passed away. May Allah save us. The entire life became just to make more and make more. Like that one person passed away, they tell him, say, La ilaha illallah. And now the heart speaks. The heart was saying, Do paisa, do paisa. How we say? 2 rand, 20 rand, 2 rand, 20 rand. Come inside, come inside, come inside, come into the store, come into the store. His life came out like this because he believed success was in that. One of our seniors would say, the destruction to that merchant who because of one seed, one grain, one seed, cast aside such a great jannat which is vaster than the heavens and the earth. Just cheated the person for 1 rand, for 100 rand, for 50 rand, for few cents. Just a few cents, he cheated the person. He say, how sad and destruction to him, that because of that one grain, that one penny, he destroyed his entire jannat. Great is the sorrow of that person who because of one seed, which he takes extra, buys destruction for himself. May Allah Ta'ala save us, give us understanding, that we are working for the akhirat, and we're not working only for the dunya. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, grant us iman. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.